Message number 788. The only water necessary for the survival of God's children will come from the tree of life. Friday, May 10, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, blessed are those who respond to the true word of God, for they will be the first to arise and enter my new kingdom. Those who have not been given my holy word, including those countries where I am condemned, are the first souls I must reach out to. Through no fault of their own, they have been reared from birth to deny God, the Maker and Creator of all that is. I will strive to convert them through this mission and promise that once they are shown the truth during the warning, that they will be drawn into my mercy quickly. I will never forsake those who have been deceived through false doctrines, for they are helpless and are in need of my love and mercy. My desire is that my followers now prepare to climb the ladder, long and difficult climb, towards spiritual perfection. Those of you who have been blessed with the gift of discernment by my voice contained in the Book of Truth have a duty to me. This is what you must do. Use the gift I have given you to prepare for the spiritual perfection which is required of you now as I build my remnant army on earth. Your responsibility is to help those who are too weak, too proud, and too stubborn to accept my hand of mercy. It will be through you that I will be able to grant all souls, including those who are not worthy of my mercy, the salvation needed to live forever in my glory. Oh, how wonderful is this glorious new kingdom of mine! If you could only see it, not one amongst you would ever utter another word against me. This will be your new home, the place where you and your family will enjoy eternal ecstasy, peace, love, and joy, mingling with all that is created by my Father for your happiness. Think of it as a new dwelling, similar to the way in which the earth was created. Only this new heaven and new earth will have no sea. The only water necessary for the survival of God's children will come from the tree of life, where all life will be sustained. Every need will be catered for and love will abound, so that no discontent of any kind will exist. Laughter, love, joy, color, and fine things which no man has ever seen during his time on earth will be plentiful. Happiness which is beyond your grasp on earth will be a gift to each of you who is given the key to my kingdom. The life ahead of you is adorned with great gifts, and you will remain in a constant state of peace with love for me. I will reign in union with all God's children, and not one of you will want for anything so great as my love. This is the only life you must strive for, as no other life will exist after the great day when I come for you. Your Jesus.